Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole.
I got this.
All right, we got it. We can do
this. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, junior editor at that website.
No, you might... regular editor now.
Sorry, yeah, regular editor at that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick, looking pretty tired. Mason,
we're both tired like, you just did that introduction with both... with your head in both hands.
So yeah, I did.
Look, we've had, without getting into too much details, we've both had a long couple of days. I just spent today actually at a baby shower because I'm really old and that's what I do now, yes. Apparently. And it was fun. It was good
sure.
Fun. But at one point we did like...
You hoisted up a fake baby like a pinata.
Yeah, and we swung it around and yeah. Candy came out. But we broke up into teams, all the people were there, and we did baby related trivia, like a trivia game.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know anything about babies. This is not like, I regret being on your team, yep. Friends, because I don't know anything. And then they're like, okay, here's a question. Comic character Batman recently had a son, and I'm like, step aside, everyone. I got this. Whatever it is, don't even. And they're like, what was his name? And I'm like, that's it. Damian Wayne. Shut up. Get out of here. Right. And I was the only one to get it right. Just me and like a 9-year-old kid in a Batman costume who was there. And I'm like, I will go toe to toe with you, kid, you piece of crap. I will crush you. Just keep throwing Batman questions at me. I don't even care.
Don't even care. Was it, what kind of Batman suit was it?
Oh, it was like the light blue and grey one. Like,
oh, really? I still do that. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
So he was a sucker for the classics, this 9-year-old kid.
But it was more like a t-shirt with a cape on it, you know,
okay,
those ones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you were a kid, did you ever see the ones and it was like a Batman, but it was like...
a bib?
Yeah, it was like a t-shirt with a cape, and then it was like a picture of Batman on the front.
Yeah, I've seen
I'm
that.
Like, well, I'm not buying that.
Batman doesn't wear
it. Batman has a picture of himself.
Yeah, Batman's emblem isn't a picture of Batman.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
For starters, not scary, and secondly, that would be recursive, and eventually you'd keep looking into it.
Yeah.
And you'd see smaller and smaller
you'd
Batman.
You'd go insane.
Maybe that's why maybe you should
good
do that.
Good point.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well... look, I know some people... my YouTube channel got taken out again this week, basically.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar. I was just... it was a very head-in-hands moment as well. I was just like, not again. I just... fuck it, hell. But yeah. Because I've got partner support now, because I got a lot of views this last month.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, been under 2 million. You get like a direct email.
Interesting.
So I'm just like, can you fix my channel, please? And then they do within like 24 hours.
Huh,
so,
and they did, yeah.
There you go.
So what I've learned from this is, subscribers to your channel...
hate me.
They hate, but also they have a lot of power over you. So if you wanna crush this YouTube channel, all you have to do is convince enough people to unsubscribe and then complain. And
exactly.
Then you won't have partner support anymore.
It'd be mass exodus.
Yeah.
So yeah, but people ask like, was it because of copyright or whatever? No, it was because of scams and spam on my Expendables 3 review.
What do they think you're doing?
I have no idea.
Because that's what happened last time as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That was a very even-handed review. Well, I was pretty... It was fair.
Yeah,
it's
not
good, and I said it wasn't good.
Exactly.
So, you know.
But that's not your fault.
No, it's not my fault.
Yeah, that's
Lionsgate's
fault.
You know,
yeah.
It is what it is. But it's good to know if it happens again, I've got that direct line so I can...
but
I can
now you've got a black mark, like you're a troublemaker.
Oh, yeah, good point. Mm-hmm. But also, I've as soon as this happened, I went and I registered the domain name, Mr. Sunday Movies. I'm just going to build a website. Like, I'll keep the YouTube stuff, but I'm just going to... I've got an independent player now that I've sorted out from another company, and... I'm just going to do it like that. I'll keep the YouTube, but, you know.
I understand.
Trouble. And
trouble,
I don't like
yeah.
it. It's too unstable. Like some kind of
Like a rogue nation.
Like a rogue nation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's that. But let's get on with the news today.
Let's talk about news. There's lots of news. All right. I'm going to start with my first piece of news.
Sure.
Because I've got news this week. Hello Kitty is not a cat and never was, according to the creators of Hello Kitty.
What?
This is the news. This is a piece of news. This caused an uproar. Right?
Is it a Japanese-owned brand? Like, it started in Japan,
I assume. Sanrio is the company that owns it.
Okay.
This is fake news, by the way. I mean, it's real, but I've just thrown this in there because you paused briefly.
I'm sure that's... crush you.
Right. Hello Kitty is a cheerful and happy little girl with a heart of gold. I mean, she's got whiskers and she looks like a cat.
So...
Hey, Sanrio, shut up. It's a cat. It's called Hello Kitty. It looks like a cat. Why do I care? I don't care.
It's just weird. It's a weird thing to say, isn't it?
Like, also, Hello Kitty has a cat.
It's like that. It's like a goofy Pluto situation.
I guess so. Yeah.
You know, where they're both dogs, but one is somehow a better class of dog.
Yeah. Hello Kitty's real name is Kitty White, born in England in 1974. Because this is when the Japanese were obsessed with everything from England.
Oh,
I guess.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a Scorpio.
Is that old? Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was a Scorpio and blood type A. A lot of Japanese characters have the blood type listed. I don't know why.
It's important, I guess.
Okay. Anyway, not real news, but there it is. I just thought I'd throw it in. Yeah.
You really shook the system, earth, with that.
Deleting that tab. There we go. Now on to actual news, presumably.
Sure. Well, look, it's been heavily rumored, Mason, that Joaquin Phoenix is in final talks to play Doctor Strange. Like, it's happening.
Okay,
All the stars have aligned. All the movie stars have aligned.
Oh!
And the only reason it hasn't happened yet is because they're sorting out the contract because he wants the freedom to do, like, other films. Like, you know, like the Spike Jones Herd.
Oh, sure, yeah.
A bunch of other stuff. So he doesn't want to get tied just to Doctor Strange. So,
okay.
Remember there was that rumor that he was going around buying Doctor Strange comics and...
Oh, yep, sure.
Just being strange and...
Absolutely.
Irregular.
Yeah, the last 5 or so years of his life. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, look, it's okay. I'm okay with it. Yeah. What do you think?
Okay, yeah. Are there any famous movie roles where he's had a big mustache? Like a Porsche
like
mustache?
Her. He had one in her.
Yeah, but that's a weird brushy
toothbrush. A weird
mustache.
Lonely man
mustache. Yeah, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so he had those weird high-waisted slacks as well. Yeah, okay. No, I can see it. All right,
okay,
I'm on
cool.
board. Yeah.
Chris Pratt's also in her as well.
Ah.
He's the voice of her.
All right,
no, that's
sure.
Scully Hansen. Also comic book... Oh, so many comic book characters in that. Marvel comic book characters. Well, there's two. So, yeah.
It's a lot.
There you go. That's great. Good on them. Now, remember we talked about Scoot McNairy last week?
Vaguely. You're going to have to refresh my memory as to who Scoot McNairy
you
is.
You discovered, using detective skills, that he got the nickname because he used to scoot around on his bus.
Oh, that's right. Sure, yeah. Okay.
That's not the news.
Okay.
I mean, it became the news where we were
definitely,
talking
yeah.
about it. But it said that... You remember he came out, he's wearing the green socks, so they're going to CGI
he's
fake
He's probably
legs
Vietnam
or...
veteran legs.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And like people are like, is he Metallo? Is he The Flash? Uh-huh. Is he... Metallo? Metallo.
Metallo. We go through this every time.
I know, right?
Also, it's Christopher Reeve?
Yes.
Superman's
I've been good on that, though.
Reeve. Okay,
I've been good on that.
Uh-huh.
But okay, apparently, he's... Well, this is a rumor. He's going to be playing Jimmy Olsen.
With no legs.
With no legs, because what happened during the events of Man of Steel, his legs were pinned under rubble, and he lost them, and now he walks with two prosthetic legs. And the source goes on to add that he doesn't blame Superman for the loss of his legs. He feels grateful that Superman saved the world.
Huh.
I mean, that's in the spirit of Jimmy Olsen, because Superman has done some horrific things to Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, that's right.
Just look at all those 1960s
He's
comics.
Had a lot of horrific mutations.
Yeah, or you'll force him to marry a gorilla.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Like, there's one, I think, where... It might be Jimmy Olsen, where he's making Jimmy
Sometimes
Olsen...
Sometimes he'll just pick up Jimmy Olsen and use him to beat Lois Lane, you know?
There's one where, like, yeah, I think he's making Jimmy Olsen dig his own grave. Like, it's just like...
And he's just like, good old Superman, just this is going to work out great in the end. All right, that's an interesting take, and that is...
That means he's older than Superman as well, I guess.
Yeah, and it's an interesting take, and I think they've finally figured out a way to show there were some actual consequences to Superman destroying Metropolis in its entirety, yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Exciting times for 45-year-old Jimmy Olsen, or however old Scoot McNairy is.
And, can't be that old.
No, we'd look it up, but
yeah,
we're not.
We used up our looking up quota for this last week when we discussed Scoot McNairy earlier.
Exactly.
So way to build a cross for your own back, Scoot McNairy.
Good stats this month as well. I was going to say, just thanks everybody because we've had really good stats and lots of good
there's
downloads.
There's a little, you can check the charts, obviously.
Yeah. Which I didn't know we could do that.
We could check the US charts. But what is weird is, and I'm not super concerned. Like, I'm not going to check them every day. I mean, I will. It'll build to that point.
Every day.
But if you look at the TV and film charts, in the top 40, there is always, here it is at number 12, 20th Century Fox, A Good Day to Die Hard podcast. Why is that always in? Why is it at number 12? Why are we consistently being beaten by the A Good Day to Die Hard podcast?
I don't know. Maybe it's amazing.
We should download it and find out. Maybe that's what it is. It's like a domino effect. People are like, this is so dumb. Why is this even in the... But maybe it's brilliant. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, but thank you, everybody.
Second piece of fake news. Full House may get rebooted.
I had that here. That is not fake news. Oh, that is real news.
Oh, okay.
Look, I know we don't have any sway over the universe. No. I don't really believe in any of that either. Sure. But do we have some kind of sway over the universe?
Well, we do have a intermittently recurring segment, Dave Coulier, in which we recount tales of our listeners where Dave Coulier,
who was
former comedian and former star of Full House, was mean to them.
Yeah. Usually for a free meal or something.
Exactly. Or a cheap hotel room or whatever. But look, I'm saying if there's a reboot, he's probably going to be involved.
No doubt.
And I hope for more of those stories.
Me too.
So I think really it's good for us.
This is
it's
like,
probably bad for hotel employees.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? This is. I feel like this is going to be one of those things, just like Shia LaBeouf, where we mentioned it once, and then it just became a thing we talked about for like 20 weeks in a row. Just like, not again. We have to bring it up. So
yep.
I guess I get the feeling it's going to turn into that. Well, maybe not now that I've mentioned it and something about the
Either
universe.
Way, we look quite the fool.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. That's it. The Tick also. You familiar with The Tick?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
90s TV show and comic and TV show in the early 2000s, starring Patrick Warburton.
Yes, Putty from Seinfeld.
Putty from Seinfeld. They're talking about maybe that's coming back.
Yeah, okay.
In a live action form.
I'm on board with that.
Sure. I never saw the live action one, but I really liked the cartoon I remember when I was a kid.
The live action version was tweaked a little bit. Like some of the... Because
they filmed it.
Yes, correct. Yeah. That mainly that. But like some of the character names were changed, I think maybe to... The cartoon was a little bit more subversive, I think. Like there was a character called American Maid, who was like a maid, but she was also in the Stars and Stripes or whatever. And she became Lady Liberty or something like that. Yeah. And there was a character who in the comic book is Deflator Mouse, the Flying Mouse. Yeah. And in the TV version, he's Batmanuel. Right?
Okay,
which
sure.
I guess is more generic. Because Deflator Mouse is too arty and it's too...
Yeah,
you have to translate a foreign word.
Yeah, sure.
It's too much
for
a lot of TV audiences. But yeah, okay. Yeah. But I mean, it would work because the live action version of The Tick, it's just Patrick Warburton's face and everything else is like... Literally everything else from like his neck to his feet is this weird puffy
The
Tick costume, like super padded, ridiculous musculature kind of thing.
Yeah.
So...
Do you see him out of it in the live action show?
No, never.
I've never seen it.
So. Yeah, no, you never see him out of the Tick costume ever.
Is he? What's? I can't even remember. What's his powers? Like,
he's nigh invulnerable. That's it. So he's almost invulnerable.
Okay,
and he's super strong. That's
like
it.
Like a tick.
Yeah, like a tick. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that. Sure. Well, that's good, Mason. That's really good news, isn't it?
Yes. Are you following that up with bad news or?
Well, sort of. It depends on your perspective.
Okay.
The Doctor Doom look was unveiled.
You showed that to me earlier.
Yeah. You were not impressed.
It's bad.
You said, that looks terrible.
I did. It's exactly
But, you know, these things can... live action looks different. We shouldn't jump to any conclusions just yet.
No, it looks
yet,
really
but
terrible.
It does look pretty... He looks like John Flickster. He's got a good movie review guy. He said it looks like he's been put in garbage bags and then they've been melted to him.
Yes.
Which I think is what happened at the end of the first Fantastic Four. Didn't they melt him into a weird...
Yeah, they melted him into a statue and then they put him in a bank vault or something.
Yeah, he looks like that.
Yeah.
So...
He looks like... There was like a Savage Dragon villain. And he was composed entirely... He looked a little bit like Doctor Doom, but he was like a cape and a cowl.
Okay.
And then the rest of his body was composed entirely of like worms. Like in like human form.
Oh, right.
Looks like that, except silver. And also, it looks terrible and he looks weird and weedy. I like it. He doesn't look impressive at all.
No, but I mean, look, that's...
Just make it look like the cartoon one. We've got the ability now. You've seen Iron Man. You can make a man in a metal suit look good.
You certainly can.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you calling for a reboot of Fantastic Four?
I guess so, yeah.
Or just the character Doctor Doom?
I thought the filming was finished.
It is.
Okay.
But that was a behind the sets scene. Because, you know, they haven't really released anything.
Yeah.
Which maybe because, you know, they don't really have confidence in it or whatever. But you know what? It could blow us all away.
Uh-huh.
We've had this conversation many, many times, haven't we? So,
probably was.
Toby Kebbell is Dr. Doom, though, and he was Cobra in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, villain. Sure.
So, all right. You know.
All right, well, maybe acting will win over
yes.
costume and special effects.
Terrible.
For the first time ever. Ugh, acting. Gross. Hey, I've got some news here.
Sure. Real news?
Yeah, real news. This is real news. Well, it's not real. Kind of. Liam Neeson willing to play Ra's al Ghul on Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think that's done. I'm pretty sure it's already filmed and done.
Oh, right. Well, never mind then.
Or very well into it. But that would be interesting. I don't think they'd do it because people would be confused.
Yes. I think they'd want a Christian Bale. You know what happens is nerds on the internet demand Ra's al Ghul as... Liam Neeson as Ra's al Ghul,
yeah.
And then nerds on the internet immediately demand Christian Bale as Batman yes. guest appearance.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's never going to happen.
Isn't it Ra's al Ghul? I heard that's the official way to say it.
Yes.
I know people say it different ways, but it doesn't really matter.
Nah.
Come at us, nerds.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's Christopher Reeves.
Oh, that's right, it is. That's right, yeah. Mm. How embarrassing.
That is very embarrassing.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, it won't happen, but whatever. It's a different Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul or whatever because he's not actually immortal. Like, he comes back in a dream and he's like, you can't really kill me, I'm a ghost in your mind, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You remember that?
I do.
It's pretty good or really bad. No, it was good, whatever.
But he's like, Liam Neeson's like, he's the, you know, he's a bad guy that genuinely believes what he's doing is saving civilization and blah, blah, blah. So that's, you know, that's a good villain.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
What else is Neeson doing? A lot of those weird...
Taken 3?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you see Taken 2?
No.
Really terrible.
What about Nonstop?
Which one was that one?
That was...
On the plane?
It wasn't,
it
was on the plane. It wasn't
he had to stop
fight.
It or he couldn't stop it.
Yes.
I liked Wolf Fight a lot.
Okay, good.
There wasn't a lot of wolf fighting in it, but it was more kind of a reflection on like...
Being a father?
Yeah.
And then wolf fighting?
No, it was more like the way people deal with death as a...
It's fighting wolves. I know. I know.
No, I
you put
really
glass on your hands and you fight a wolf or whatever it is.
Yeah. That's it. But no, that was the one where he was on the plane nonstop and he had to stop it or he couldn't stop it.
Right.
But he had to.
Yes.
Whatever, yeah.
It was a side call to Unstoppable Train. Remember that Unstoppable film? That. Yeah. They were both racing to the same destination. From opposite directions.
Yeah.
Which one gets there first?
We'll never know. Yeah.
It was based on the original novel, Year 9 Maths Textbook.
Very good.
Good. Do you have more news?
Yeah, I do.
See, I don't think that's a genuine laugh because
I'm really tired.
You're really tired, yes, and you've got the giggles at this point. So
that is really clever, though.
Thank you.
Lakeshore Entertainment is developing an Underworld reboot.
Ugh.
And has hired priest scribe Corey Goodman to
great.
Pen the screenplay.
All the winners.
Did you see Priest?
Nah, but it's probably fine, right?
Paul Bettany, when he was like, I'm an action star too.
Oh, yeah.
I like Paul Bettany. I didn't see Priest. Mm. I didn't also see the one where Paul Bettany was an angel and he had to fight other angels in a diner.
Priest.
With machine guns, yes. Did you see Priest?
Nope, didn't see any
Me
of them.
Me neither.
Mm. We don't have to see everything, guys. Some of it's probably not going to be very good.
That's it. Look, the Underworld movies sort of work because Kate Beckinsale is great in that role. Or looks really good in that role.
Oh, yeah, that's more it, yeah.
And it's quite blue.
Not
sexually, but there's a nice blue filter over everything.
Sure.
Then the last...
If you like people machine gunning holes through floors and then falling through the holes...
That's where it's at.
I see, I don't think they work at all because...
No, they don't really.
Because the vampires are... The werewolves are always lichens, I'm sorry. Are always so totally outmatched by the vampires.
I think it's the other
human.
Way around.
No, but it's the vampires are human looking and they're superhumanly strong and fast and agile.
Yeah.
And they've got all the technology and all the guns.
Yeah.
And the most advanced society and they can blend in with the humans. And the lichens are just always like hanging around in garbage. You know?
And they're just like really greasy guys with like open fur collars.
Yeah, exactly.
No, good point. But I think the way they balance it out is the lichens are stronger. I think that's they've got kind of more like brute strength. I remember in the last Underworld, she fought a giant werewolf.
Oh,
so that was pretty
redeemed.
Good. Redeemed. But I'm okay. I don't mind those movies. I probably wouldn't go to the cinema for one. Did you see 3, the prequel?
No.
Underworld prequel?
Well, maybe I did. See, it doesn't matter. I might have.
Yeah. It was a love story.
Ooh.
It was a real Romeo and Juliet, except with vampires and werewolves, which I guess is also like Twilight.
Mm. To be fair, all these movies are all exactly the same. You don't need to... You could have just You don't need that intellectual property. Just make a werewolves versus vampires film.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. But I guess don't pay money for that.
You don't get that, you know, slight the underworld fan base.
Oh yeah, sure, good point.
You know, that enormous underworld fan base.
The enormous underworld fan base, people that go to the movies when it's the weekend.
Yeah, which
or maybe get something on DVD.
Do you remember that's what we used to do every week? We're like, what's out, Underworld? Fine. Do you remember that? We used to do that every what's out? The fucking Tomb Raider 2. Fine.
All right. Fine.
One more bit of news, and then we'll stumble into a topic.
Yep.
Cause
I also have one more bit of news, but go ahead.
Sure. You are familiar with The Greatest American Hero?
That was my news.
Okay, good.
See?
There, you've got it all ready to go. Yeah,
okay.
Now, Greatest American Hero, for those people who don't know, was a show from the 80s.
Yes.
Early 80s, which I watched reruns in like the 90s or whatever when I was a kid. And it's a guy who finds or is given an alien superhero suit, which gives him a whole lot of powers. But he's lost. He doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah, because there is an instruction manual that he loses in a wacky situation. Sure.
Sure. And then he can't really fly, so he just flails around in the air on bad blue screen or whatever. But I remember seeing that and being like, what the fuck is this? And not only that, like, because when he's flying, he looks like he's on fire, but the fire's invisible.
Right.
Like, it's just like a man just
flailing in the air.
Pinwheeling
like
through the
out
air.
Of the plane,
yeah. So, but I don't remember it being terrible. I just remember being like, it's weird that this exists.
Yeah, absolutely. So why not bring it back? That's what I say.
But it's the guys who did the Lego movie, so.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. See, that feels a little bit like they've done the Lego movie, it's been wildly successful.
Yeah.
And then the studio said, here's some properties we've got, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And they picked that.
Yeah.
I would like to know what they glossed over.
Sure.
Like what they were like actually.
Probably another King Kong reboot.
probably King Kong reboot.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, great. Or not great.
They're going to have to redesign the suit.
Yeah.
I don't care what, anything else. Keep the cape, lose the cape, don't care. Just as long as it doesn't look like it used to look.
Yeah.
If you are unfamiliar, just Google it. It looks ridiculous.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What was I going to say? Now, you had a tweet, like an idea for a show. Heads up, everybody, we haven't really prepared anything
week. Where are we? Caleb Alofs, Doughboy Kiki 97.
Great.
Obviously. He said we should do an episode on superhero movie franchises that should be rebooted.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea. Because we've just talked about like seven
we
reboots.
We did. Yeah, that's happened. Yeah. That's
I reckon we can do that. We can do that this week.
Okay. Can we just do just movies in general?
Yeah.
Or big franchises?
Big franchises. Okay. Yeah.
Not like, just like action movies or whatever. Not like they should reboot like Shawshank Redemption. No, which right. is, you know, maybe they should. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That certainly is everybody's dad's favorite movie, isn't
Boy,
it?
Boy, absolutely.
I don't know. I got one off the top of my head, I guess. They should just reboot Transformers, right?
When, though? Like, now?
Yeah, well,
straight away.
Well, not when, like, at some point. Because, okay, this is how you do it, right?
They've already
got rid of Michael Bay for the next movie, uh-huh. even though he's a producer, so it will still be terrible because uh-huh. for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
You redesign the Transformers so they look more like, not even the cartoon, more like the comic, uh-huh. right?
Yep, okay.
And you either do a War for Cybertron movie,
uh-huh.
right? But you don't make it look like a weird grey, brown, rust-filled world.
Sure.
Or you do, like, the All Hail Megatron story. I only say that because it's, like, the one of the two Transformers comics I've read.
Right.
And it's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Megatron comes to Earth with a force or whatever, and the humans aren't ready for him, and they're confused why robots are tanks and whatever.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then they send in...
We surrender! That robot's a tank!
So yeah, I think they should do it at some point or mm-hmm. or not do it at all.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't care if we never get any more Transformers movies. I'm so Transformers'd out. But not just because of that movie, because I remember I did like four videos in a row
yeah.
on just Transformers and I watched so much Transformers.
So you're saying you want there to be another reboot?
I think if they're gonna do another one, just reboot it.
Right.
Do it
properly.
Good. Not okay. even properly, just do it.
I feel Transformers is a big enough property now that they will inevitably do another... Like, they're going to reboot it in another 5 years.
Yeah,
I think.
Definitely.
Like, this
yeah.
is a constant cycle. This is kind of like a Spider-Man or a Batman or whatever.
Yeah.
They're just going to keep... Every 10 years, they're going to go, okay, there's a new set of kids out there that don't have all the previous products.
Yeah.
We've got to reboot this.
Absolutely.
Let's do it again.
That's
so,
it. Normally what...
Yep.
I was going to say, normally what happens is they roll out a kid's show... Uh-huh. Around the same time or about a year before, build yeah. up the fan base and then fire out a movie. That's what they're doing with like Star Wars Rebels. So uh-huh. they're making sure all the kids know that Star Wars is cool and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So that just came out or it's about to come out. Apparently it's okay, so whatever.
Cool.
Reboot Star Wars. No, it's fine. Just leave it. I mean...
I'm feeling more and more optimistic about Star Wars as the days go
I know,
by.
You said that last
yeah.
week. And didn't we put it down to because I keep berating you with Star Wars news?
Definitely, that's it, yeah.
I nearly put some in this week, actually, because yep. they resumed filming. I didn't know it stopped, but apparently it had.
Yep.
So they're back into it, and there's more stuff about, like, the Sith, the bad guys or whatever, but it's not really worth going into. Mostly
the Sith
cause
are
I,
the best.
Yeah, mostly,
wow.
Mostly because I don't really remember, mm. so.
Yeah.
There you go. Reboot Transformers or just leave it. Well, the last one was supposed to be a reboot. They're like, "Where this is not like you've seen before. We've got rid of all the human characters. Mark Wahlberg, whatever." But it was just the same shit, really.
Yeah, yeah. I guess to maybe to a lot of audiences, that is a reboot. Like, maybe it's like flashy colours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's 100 and whatever minutes of flashy colours and then some talkie.
Do you mean 1,000 minutes?
Yeah,
it felt like
a long time, yeah. God. Maybe it's just like, maybe people don't even register what all the CGI and the action is anymore. They just see generic explodies.
Okay, sure.
For 90 whatever minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the
they,
rest.
They don't see Shia LaBeouf, so they're
yeah,
like,
that's
this
right.
Is
they're like,
new?
Oh, this is new. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There you go.
I don't know.
That's
about
what's
audiences.
Called a soft reboot.
Yeah.
I think.
I think all the reboots we want here are not going to be popular because we don't know anything about the general public.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fair point. You know what they peddled out another Thing movie recently. This is we should also talk about movies that shouldn't be rebooted.
Okay, yeah.
But you remember they peddled out that Thing reboot, which wasn't actually a reboot; it was just a prequel. But the way they talked it up, like it was a
oh yeah, uh huh.
That movie was okay.
I enjoyed that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Too much CGI.
Yeah.
Because that first one, it leans really heavily on creature effects, or whatever,
yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
and it looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But that movie looks dated like immediately because of all the CGI.
Yeah, true.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Anyway. We're talking about movies that could be rebooted or maybe shouldn't be rebooted.
Sure.
What do you think about a Blade reboot?
Yeah. Well, Marvel have got it back, so I think they're yeah. going to do something with it at some point. Maybe even a TV show.
We talked about this during the Expendables
or another
episode.
TV show, because there was a TV
yeah.
show. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had Onyx. He was a rapper.
Okay.
He was Blade.
Okay.
From a rap group that I can't remember the name of. Sorry, everyone.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, Blade. We talked about this last week. Couple of weeks ago, I don't know.
Yeah.
Expendables.
Yes.
Do you think Wesley Snipes is too old to be Blade?
Not necessarily, because they like Marvel hire a lot of guys that are like now 45, 50, yeah, Robert Downey Jr., whatever.
Be, yeah, exactly.
Joaquin Phoenix, he'd have to be at least mid-40s.
Yeah, yeah,
true. No, but he's too crazy and they shouldn't do it. They should hire somebody else. Tay Diggs, you know?
How about Jaden Smith?
Definitely, Blade. Yes.
Bladen Smith. Wait, sorry.
The Rock as Blade.
Yes. Onyx was the rap group. Sticky okay. Fingers was the name of the rapper.
Okay, cool.
I apologize to everyone awesome. Out there.
That's okay.
I don't know. I think maybe it would work like as a... Like if he showed up in like an Avengers movie,
yeah.
It'd be a nice... There could be some like humor in that contrast.
Sure.
Of like... Because the Avengers are all sort of kind of post-ironic and they all sort of get how silly they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But Blade... Doesn't?
No, he doesn't, no.
Or does he?
Blade certainly doesn't.
Yeah. Some of his supporting characters did.
Yeah.
Like Kris Kristofferson.
Yep, yeah.
Got that he was, the whole thing was kind of silly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Blade's like, you know, whatever, I'm afraid of this guy, whatever. And Kris Kristofferson's like, but you're so big. Like, so he got it. I don't know. I think there would be, I'm swinging for and against this, but I think it would be like a weird contrast. Like he'd be super serious about, you know, killing vampires. And he's got that, you know, that expendable style sense of humor, which is super macho kind yeah. of thing versus all these guys who are like,
just making fun of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That would totally want? Work. Yeah. I think
sure.
so. Yeah.
If he did show up in an Avengers movie, like would there be any vampires in that? Or he'd just like, be like, I'm here to help. I brought my sword.
I think that would be good if he was like, I'm here to help, I brought my sword, I'm going to fight all those vampires. And they're like, we didn't have any vampires till you showed up. Thanks, idiots. Now we're surrounded by vampires.
Yeah, we had enough going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I just came out of the tomb filled with vampires. Oh, you mean you opened that tomb full of vampires? Thanks, pal. All we had to deal with is aliens and gods and stuff. Now we have vampires.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd be totally for a Blade reboot, but okay, I think they'll probably do it as a TV series, the way they're doing Daredevil.
Yeah, actually, that would work too.
Because I think that's probably how they do it. I think it would totally work as a series. I mean, even though it didn't work the first time, but I never saw that. I don't know whether it was good or not.
I saw little bits of it. It was fine.
Yeah,
it's fine for that era.
I remember it wasn't even that long ago either. Yeah. It was like 6 years ago. But I remember seeing it and being like, if that gets some traction, I'll start watching it. And then it just got cancelled immediately. So I'm like, well, that's that.
Yep.
I got one. Well, I mentioned it before.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't like video game movies because there aren't any good ones. But...
There's got to be one.
Doom.
No, let's not do it again.
No, not... I'm sure there is...
Because there'd be no good time to do it. Because if you release it when a new Doom game comes out...
Oh, I didn't really mean that, but sorry.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, but no, it's what we're going to say.
It'd be, if you release it when a new Doom game comes out, it'd be a weird cash-in and they'd... Again, weird Doom stuff would happen in the movie. There'd be a first-person sequence again. But if you just release it on its own, nobody's going to watch it because it's a Doom film.
Exactly. And it's Doom as a movie, if you did it like the video game, it's just like horrific hell monsters and blood and gore and whatever. And I don't think that would make that much money because you'd have to R-rate it or PG rate it. Then
there'd be a lot of people
would hate it.
Yeah, because it's, you know, the weird visuals of people being crucified upside down on Mars and stuff like that. Like, very niche.
Very niche. Mm. But they are bringing back Doom, the game. Yep. They're doing Doom 4, but they're just calling it Doom.
Oh.
So, you know.
Love it.
It's not confusing at all.
How about this for a reboot? I was thinking about this the other day. What about The Mask? Would you see a reboot of that?
Yeah.
This is one of the ones we were talking about where I would want to see this, but it's never going to happen because A, people have a certain view of The Mask.
Because of the
two movies. Yeah. And B, that last one tanked, and so it's never coming back.
No.
But I would like to see a mask that is like the comic version of The Mask.
Yeah, yeah. Like, look, I don't know enough about the comic book masks to want to.
Well, here's an illustration of it. There was like a two-ish...
You drew that. It's really good.
Yeah, no, right. I'm very good. There was a Mask Lobo crossover.
Oh,
Lobo,
I mean, you
being,
mentioned this.
Lobo being a brutal DC intergalactic bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And it's just them chopping each other to pieces for like 40 pages or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so to give you an example of the difference between the movie version of The Mask and the comic version, in the movie version of The Mask, there's a scene where he's being chased by the cops.
Yeah.
And he runs into an alleyway and they all come around the corner of the alley and he's dressed like a Cuban sailor and he's got maracas and he sings the Cuban Pete Rumba, which is like a song popularized by Desi Arnaz in like the '50s or whatever. And they all, and he sings the song and everybody's enraptured. The magic powers, you know, they make everybody keen to dance and sing and start a conga line or whatever. And then he escapes in the chaos.
Yeah.
In the comic version of that, they all come around the corner and he machine guns them all to death. Like it's horrific.
There's no song and dance?
There's no song and dance. So that's like in the movie, it's sort of implied that whoever possesses the mask, it enhances their natural way of being.
If you're crazy, you're super crazy.
Yes, if you're crazy, you're super crazy. If you're evil, you're super evil. If you're a good hearted guy who just wants to make the world a better place or whatever, like Jim Carrey's character, then you know, you're
a weird sexual lunatic.
Yeah, you're a weird sexual lunatic. But you sort of brighten up the place and everybody has fun and it's all silly and whatever. But in the comic version, it just makes you a violent lunatic.
Because like whoever possesses you just take it on Loki's
characteristics or whatever. Insane, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So and in the comic version, Stanley Ipkiss, who's the first possessor of the mask, is pretty unhinged in the first place.
Yeah,
so I would like to see again, this is the one that will never happen, but I would like to see rebooted insanely violent.
Sure.
Yeah.
And this isn't a popular opinion, but I don't think The Mask is a very good movie.
I haven't seen it in a really long time. I bet it hasn't aged well.
Yeah, I think the special effects carried that movie. Uh-huh. And now nostalgia.
Yes.
And I just don't think it's that good.
Okay, that's all right.
I think it's way too high energy, but in a bad way. Like, it's just... But anyway, whatever. If you like it, great.
How about what if it ended in a massive bloodbath?
Oh, then if it built to that?
Yep.
Like, it was just all fun and games and Bugs Bunny, like, hitting people with hammer gags.
Yep.
And then, like, just a brutal shootout.
Yep.
Then, yeah, that would be amazing.
Uh-huh.
But what I was going to say before for video game one.
Yep.
They should reboot Tomb Raider and do it properly.
Okay, yeah.
Because that new Tomb Raider game in particular is very, very good.
It's excellent,
I don't know if you played it.
One of my faves,
really good. Great shooting mechanics.
Yep.
I know there was some controversy because there's that sort of attempted rape scene kind of thing in it. But I don't know whether they cut a lot of that out because I don't remember it being as graphic as it was described.
Mm.
Maybe I'm just desensitized, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
But that character's quite interesting, the way they do Lara Croft and she kind of builds up her resilience and whatever, and the whole being marooned on an island and she has to become a hero and she gathers her tools.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a survivalist kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you could do that.
Those Tomb Raider movies were very much like...
The games, Tomb Raider.
Yes, thank you. They were very much in the mold of, like, the Matrix sequels where it's a character who is the best at everything and they never appear to be challenged by anything.
Yeah.
And then it is like watching somebody play a video game in God mode where you never feel that anyone's the good guys are in any danger. And it's not interesting.
I know I talked about this before. When we saw Tomb Raider 2, I remember.
I still don't recall. Did we really? Did we
actually? We did, because I remember we had a conversation before and we said, how bad could it be?
Right.
And then it was like the worst.
Uh-huh.
And I remember afterwards, that was kind of where we had the conversation, was like, maybe we don't need to see everything. Like, that was like the moment. So, I think you could do a really, really good Tomb Raider reboot. You know what? You know what would be really difficult as far as pleasing fans would be the casting.
Yes.
Because unless your idea of Lara Croft in your mind is met.
Yeah, exactly.
Then people are going to be having
it. And they're going to want exactly how she looks in the video game.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
The original one or the new one? You're talking about?
No, the new one.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I want that too.
Yeah. Kate Beckinsale sort of looks like her.
Sure, but she'd be getting on a bit now, wouldn't she? So,
yeah.
You know. She's still, like, super hot, though, right?
Correct.
You got one? You got a thing?
Supergirl. What about Supergirl?
Yeah, I actually was thinking that. What do you reckon?
Because in Man of Steel, we see in the ship that's buried in the ice.
Yep,
which is an open fortress-y
thing.
Like a cryogenic thing, a majig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
everyone assumes it's...
Yeah, Supergirl or Doomsday or something,
right?
Or someone or something, or like who's that guy?
It's certainly something.
Yeah, is it the Eradicator that takes
over? Could be the Eradicator.
Could
be
any. They could never refer to it again, like at any point.
Yes,
like the open thing. But that would be great. You could do any version of that as well, because there's a version where she's a white Martian. Is that right?
Now there's the version in the 90s. The Superman edict from DC Comics was he was the last Kryptonian in the universe.
Yeah.
And so they could introduce Superman-like characters, but none of them could be Kryptonian.
Okay.
So in the 90s comic book, Supergirl was a character called Matrix, and she was like this protoplasm being.
Oh, that's right.
And she took on a Supergirl form, and she could use Superman's powers.
Yeah, and Lex Luthor dated her.
Yeah. Red-haired Australian Lex Luthor. The 90s were a fun time, I tell you what. Yeah.
She gets, like, nearly punched to death by Doomsday, doesn't she? Like, he just...
Most people did.
Yeah, but he just, like, splatters her. Like, yeah. She's like a weird white goo. That's why I thought she was a white Martian.
Okay, right.
Because I remember even reading that now. If you're not caught up on all the 90s comic book lore, it doesn't work as a standalone comic, The Death of Superman.
No.
There's so many characters. He's got this weird rivalry with Guy Gardner. That's so right. Like, it's never really... And I don't know where that
second
stems
string
from.
Green Lantern, Guy Gardner, yeah. You're like, why's that guy got a bowl haircut? Why's he a cool guy with a bowl haircut?
Does he hate Superman because Superman gave him that bowl haircut? Just laser-visioned it into him.
Every time he comes out of a salon and he's had his hair fixed, and then Superman just flies out of orbit and lasers a bowl cut on him and flies out again, just as a goof. Like, Superman's the best man in the world, but he just has to get his aggression out somewhere. And he's like, no, this guy could take it. I'll just laser cut him a bowl cut every time.
That's amazing. Yeah,
like if you do look at like old 90s comic books, or even like early 2000s, some characters have gone through weird fads.
Yeah.
Like from Nightwing's big disco collar. Sure. Like his first. Well, like there's a lot of Superman. Like if you read a lot of late, you know, he's got the mullet inexplicably for a long time.
Well, the idea behind him having the mullet at first.
We've discussed this a lot.
I don't think we have.
Okay.
Well, he comes out of the cryogenic sleep or whatever.
And he just had long hair.
Yeah, because he'd been... In asleep. Right, so his hair was long.
Yeah.
But then they ran with that design choice for years. And had this dumb mullet.
Yeah. Well, it evolved because, it became a mullet for some reason.
Yeah.
Or like you'll read an old Superman or Justice League comic or whatever and he's electric Superman for no reason.
Yeah.
You're like, why is this? How did this? Oh.
That made the front page of one of the papers here, like the Herald Sun, one of the big ones, when Superman changed to electric Superman.
Oh, we wondered, I think, a number of episodes ago how long Superman was dead. It was 6 months.
It was it? Okay.
I learned that recently.
Like, in real time, you're talking?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So anyway, Supergirl.
Yeah.
We strayed there for a second.
We did.
That'd be good. I mean, you could explain her absence by saying, you know...
She was sent after him but caught in a time rift or whatever.
You could, but I mean, I would be more...
Because that ship is supposed to be a million years old or whatever.
Yeah, I would be happy to... Yeah, time rift works.
Yeah.
But I would say the reason she didn't help out the fight in Metropolis was maybe she was out of the solar system or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, it's perfectly... For the Superman movies do not have a lot of exploration in them.
No.
Like, they're mostly kind of Earth-based.
Yeah.
They'd be like, she could be like, look... I've been out in the universe. It's pretty cool out there. Maybe you could do that instead of hanging out on Earth all the time, you know?
You mopey prick.
Yeah,
but it also could be that maybe that pod opened when he opened up the ship.
And she
kind of scarpered.
Right, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
It could be any number of things. But if it is from the past, they can't be cousins. She could be like a distant relative.
Yeah, true, yeah.
But if it's a time rift thing, then she could just be his cousin, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? So, yeah, but that obviously, that Supergirl movie is... Total fucking garbage.
It's absolute garbage,
Does she fight a witch or a dragon
or
something?
I think it's a witch.
I don't know, but the idea was as well that, you know, the other Superman movies had done well, and it was after Superman 3, and I think it might have even been the same director as Superman 3. Actually, that might be wrong. But she just turns up on Earth inexplicably.
Yep.
And, you know, takes on this persona. And then it's just nonsense. Jimmy Olsen's in it. It's the same Jimmy Olsen.
Uh-huh. Just hopping around on two legs like he owns the place.
So yeah, it's really terrible. But it's
it was a loss as well. It must have been it must have been post Superman 3.
Yeah,
because that's when they were not making a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yeah,
and then why they put minimal money into Superman 4 and
totally.
whatever. Yeah, I got one though.
Hang on, are we done with Supergirl? Let me think. Yeah, we are.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay, hope that happens.
In whatever version you care about or whatever, sure.
But not the protoplasm one. That's weird.
Definitely that one.
Nope.
It would. Oh, you know what news we didn't bring up, which I should have brought up?
Yep.
So I'm doing it now.
Okay, good.
Apparently DC, it's a rumor that they have a no jokes policy in their movies. Did you read that?
No.
But they were like, we're all very, very deadly serious about this.
Did we start that rumor? Because it seems like something we would say.
I'm sure we have said that in the past, but that's apparently the deal. Like, that's how one of the ways they're distinguishing themselves from Marvel. I mean, one of them being wait 4 years between movies.
Yep, sure.
Another one
make
is...
sure we forget about the characters pretty much until a new one comes out, yeah.
And another one being they're going to do a really super serious, which doesn't surprise me because that's really the way they've been doing it.
But they've really stacked the deck.
You don't need to do it super, super serious, do you?
No. I mean, I would like to see the exact wording of that policy.
Okay, sure, I can do that.
Yeah, okay. Also, it's not a, when you say rumor.
Well, it was a rumor and that was like the DC hardline or whatever.
Okay. Because there's little jokes sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like in... I'm trying to think of one specifically and it's really difficult.
When
in Man of
Superman
Steel,
is bullied
like...
by that guy in the bar.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's not really a joke,
no,
though.
No.
He just gets bullied.
There's the one... All right, how about... She's, you know, Lois Lane's like, what's the deal with the S? And he's like, it's not an S.
Mm.
It stands for hope. And he's like, nah, you're on Earth, it's an S.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's kind of a joke.
Sure, it is. It's, I mean, it's sort of a joke.
Yeah.
Hang on, let's bring this up.
What about that sequence...
Mm-hmm.
When General Zod, Superman flies around a corner and General Zod comes around that corner and then Superman's just doing Cuban Pete. Remember that bit?
That was pretty good, yeah.
Pretty good. Oh, that was
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
It's, not, it's more a dance sequence than a joke,
it is.
But whatever.
But it was a nice break from all the people getting their legs torn off by falling buildings. So, you know, really cut the tension.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so last week about... Drew McQueenie of HitFix has posted a new and intriguing article today. He said on multiple occasions that Warner Brothers has a no-jokes policy when it comes to their upcoming slate of DC films. And hang on, I've got a comment here from Seth Rogen. The Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Another Seth Rogen. So, no, this is Seth Rogen. He's commented on the topic and he says, this is bullshit. As in, by that I mean it's not true.
Huh,
I don't know why he's commenting on that.
Right.
But that's good.
When I did the Green Hornet... Oh, wait a second. It's not a DC movie.
Who owns Green Hornet? No, it is DC. Because they're doing a DC crossover comic with a Green Hornet Batman 66 crossover.
Right, but Green Hornet isn't owned by DC.
Are you sure?
I think it's owned, I think it's Dynamite. Haven't
oh,
you're
probably right.
Yeah. We could look it up, but who knows? And who cares? Anyway, the point is... We'll have to compress this slightly.
Sure.
So, no joke policy is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
If they just kept the similar tone to Man of Steel, a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you just, whatever.
There is no room for a lighter tone in Batman vs. Superman.
No, there certainly isn't. Mm. Sorry, do you mean Batman v. Superman Dawn of Justice?
That's correct. That is
okay, cool.
Yes.
We got to maintain an air of professionalism
uh-huh.
in this.
The franchise is currently owned by Green Hornet Incorporated.
Okay, sure.
The comic book rights are currently licensed out to DC and Dynamite Entertainment.
There you go.
All right.
We did it.
So, in many ways, we're both right, except I was right.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Do that again.
Good question. Do I want a reboot of that? How would you make it better?
You just do it more closer to the source material.
Would anybody watch that?
No.
Forget about it.
You know what, though? It would work as a TV show.
Yeah, we got Penny Dreadful for that, kind of.
I haven't never seen that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable.
Okay, fair
yeah.
enough.
It's silly, but it's...
People like things from, like, 19th century adventuring crap.
Nobody likes that. Nobody does, though.
I disagree.
Okay.
What about the new Sleepy Hollow show? Even though it's set in the modern day or whatever. Apparently that's good. I haven't seen it.
All right. But it's set in the modern day.
Yeah.
Nobody cares for these period pieces.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Fair
yeah.
point.
All right.
Look, I...
Into the bin!
Fine.
Yep.
But I want to see... I want to get Sean Connery back in the role of Alan Quatermain.
The role that defined his career.
And killed it.
Yep.
Last movie he ever did. Anything else? You can think of some other ones?
Apparently they're going to reboot Spawn.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. There you go. That's all I got.
Great. That sounds really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Spawn was okay for the time, I remember. And they could CGI Kate, which we've talked about
we'll
before.
We'll focus more on the human side of the character, it says here in this thing that I've just looked up.
Didn't he just spend most of that last movie running around without a mask on anyway?
No, he was mostly masked, I think.
Because
yeah.
he had that scarred face and he was always like, you betrayed me, hell,
yeah.
or something. I don't
yep.
know.
That's it.
You betrayed me, Martin Sheen. Who's
now all we
this...
have to do is send this to Image and animate that, and then we've got ourselves a movie.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to see that, sure. Uh-huh. But I don't think like your kind of Ghost Rider kind of and your darker comic book movies.
Uh-huh.
They don't do that well.
Yep.
Because either they water them down and people hate them, or they don't and people don't see them.
Right.
Like so, it's what can you do?
Yeah, yeah. How about The Crow?
Yeah, I think that is getting a reboot.
That's what I heard. That's what
okay,
I thought
cool.
about that, yeah.
Is the original Crow good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
I say that now.
Yeah. Can you tell the bits where it's clearly not Brandon Lee?
At the time, I couldn't.
Yeah.
But I saw it on a TV.
Okay,
and this was in the 90s when TVs weren't the size of movie screens.
Yeah.
So, no, I couldn't tell.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And I was looking out for it.
Boy, were you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you? Okay. No, I haven't seen that in a very long time. Maybe over 10 years.
Yep.
But, yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, were you happy with The Crow 2 City of Angels?
No, but I really liked The Crow Wicked Prayer.
Was that with Edward Furlong? Yeah,
that was
with
Edward Furlong, yes. Yes, it was.
That does not suit him, does it?
Not at all, no.
Yeah, yeah. Wicked Prayer.
Yeah. I want to see it.
Not even Wiccan Prayer, which you probably could have
done. Could have done that, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I would like to see a Crow reboot.
Mm.
Maybe not a remake of the first one. We've seen that character. Like, that definitely, that does not require a reboot.
So you could just launch straight into it?
Yeah. Like, I mean...
Oh, like a continuation you're talking about?
I'd say like a continuation of the mythos, maybe.
Sure.
Like, I don't think... That movie stands on its own as a good film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you remade Raiders of the Lost Ark,
yeah.
People would be like, why did you do that? It's a good film on its own.
Yep.
So I think...
But if you did another adventure of Indiana Jones...
People would love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be guaranteed great.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, but it's... Well, it's not the same because anybody can be the Crow, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know, modern day would be good...
Could anybody be the Crow in that movie? Just the Crow happened to go to this guy, and it was like, now you're the Crow. And he's like, yes, finally.
Finally. No, they explain it at the start.
Because I remember in the second one, a musician gets the Crow.
All right.
Becomes the Crow. They're like, now you're the Crow. And he's like, yes.
Well, as long as that sequence is in there and they fully explain it. No, so you have to die at a certain time and there has to be great injustice and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think, and then the crow chooses them to return from the grave.
A literal crow? Is it an actual crow?
It's a magic crow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the magic of nature.
Sure.
It's a Highlander magic of nature that you never have to explain. You know?
That's one they're talking about rebooting as well, Highlander.
Oh.
Ryan Reynolds was cast, but he's dropped out because he couldn't quite perfect that Scottish accent.
Right.
No, I don't know why. Oh,
they should get Christopher Lambert.
Lambert. Yeah.
Yeah. Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
What were we talking
the
about?
The Crow, though. Yeah, sure.
The Crow, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy to say that.
But could it be gothy, is my question.
Like, is being goth gone into self-parody, or people don't
see it as a thing anymore? I think it's going
to,
they'd have to, if they made it gothy, they would have to work really hard for people not to just laugh the whole way through.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I think the original gets a pass.
Yeah.
Because that was the style
Because it was before Queen of the Damned killed Bing Goth.
Yes, exactly, yeah. But I think if they did it now, he would have to spend absolute minimal time in, like, white face makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a comic character, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have the white face paint in that? And
yeah. Yeah.
Didn't Johnny Depp play the crow in that movie, the cowboy one?
The Lone Ranger.
Yes.
He did not.
He had a crow in his head and had a white face.
Yeah. He had a bird on his head and a white face. You've got me on a technicality. Yes, he was
the crow. They must have cut that scene where the crow was like, you're the crow now.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, yes. It was called The Lone Ranger, : The Crow, : City of Angels.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Mm.
Great. You know what? Also, like emo kind of spun out of goth.
Yes.
Probably made a goth and like pop punk kind of
yeah.
merged together to make emo.
Yeah.
That's probably not true. That's how
I think
it.
You're right. Yeah.
And people would probably make comparisons to that because emo was also got into like self-parody and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And even goths hate emos because goths are tougher or whatever.
Right.
Or think they're tougher. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Mm.
Whatevs.
Maybe he could just be a hipster.
Yeah.
Like plaid flannel shirt and work boots.
No, you're the crow. Whatever.
Whatever.
What about Swamp Thing? They made that. I haven't seen it. But Swamp Thing's good at the moment, apparently. I haven't read it.
Right.
But apparently the new 52 one's really good. And I've read the one where Swamp Thing goes to Gotham and Batman, like, flamethrowers him.
Okay.
And then Swamp Thing beats up... Alan Moore did it. And then Swamp Thing beats up Batman. And Batman's like, I concede, because you're terrifying.
Yeah. Can they do... We talked about this briefly, Guardians of the Galaxy episode, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Will people want... People would and should be up in arms if they did a Swamp Thing movie before, like, a Supergirl movie.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, because they're both DC properties, aren't they? Of course. What about like a Swamp Thing Animal Man situation? Because they cross over a lot.
Like a team up?
Yeah.
That'd be an odd combination.
No, they've done it in the comics recently. The new Animal Man's really, really good. I recommend it. But they...
Will the general public want a Swamp Thing Animal Man team up?
No, not at all. Not so much. Mm. But yeah, I like the idea of him. The Alan Moore one...
Unless it's a mismatch buddy cop
team. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, in this situation, which one breaks all the rules and which one's by the book?
Swamp Thing breaks all the rules.
Yeah, because he's real dirty.
Because he's sloppy. Or you do it the other way.
Yes.
Where Swamp Thing's a stickler for rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wears little glasses or whatever.
Oh, he does that. And like, anytime he gets out, like the chief's like, you guys get out of here. And they get up and then Swamp Thing like sweeps up all the like the slop and mud from his chair.
Yeah.
And he puts in a little plastic bag or something. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Mm. And Animal Man just spits on the floor.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, because the origin of the Swamp Thing was changed in the Alan Moore version where, I can't remember who the name of the guy who's become Swamp Thing, so I apologize.
Alec Holland.
Guinness. Alec Guinness becomes the Swamp
Thank
Thing.
You, good.
Like, he has this accident, like, there's chemicals and he falls in a swamp. But these worms, this specific type of worms, eat his body and then they take on his personality and gain his memories.
Right, yeah.
So the Swamp Thing isn't actually this guy.
Yeah.
It's... A collection of like worms and like mutations that have his personality.
Uh-huh.
So the real Alec Guinness is dead, like real life.
Sure.
So I think that's a really interesting premise.
Uh-huh.
But it'll probably like, you know, people wouldn't like it because he's gross.
So, correct. You know. Correct. Even if he was a stickler for the rules.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Mm. What about speaking of gross things, what about rebooting Green Lantern? And we've talked about this before, how, because they've said they're going to do a Flash Green Lantern movie, and we said that's a good idea.
Because they cannot carry it. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yes, I'm on board. Well, they have to, because he's a core part of the DC
universe
in many ways.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yes.
Yeah, I guess we'll throw that
do
in.
Do it.
Yeah,
done.
Totally.
Yeah. But even if they bring back Ryan Reynolds, just do it differently. Do it better. And that's fine.
Yeah, totally.
You know, so, whatever. Yeah. Can you think of any others?
Well, Daredevil, we're getting the reboot. It's going to be TV.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited for that.
Yep. And we'll get, and by that, we'll get an Elektra reboot as well, because she'll have to be in it at some
point. Yeah, absolutely. So I think they cast her. I think Rosario Dawson.
Oh, really? I'm on board with that.
I might be wrong.
Probably wrong.
So. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Do you remember, Dune, the movie Dune? Dune with a D. Dune.
I say Dune. Yes. Dune. I remember Dune.
I haven't seen it.
Uh-huh.
But that's an amazing world, isn't it? The world of Dune.
Yes, it's amazing.
But very difficult to make because it's so complex and rich and complicated and weird and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And spice and something.
There is definitely
I don't know
spice.
Anything about it.
Uh-huh.
But that seems like an interesting thing that they could maybe redo.
A reboot of Dune.
Dune, yeah. Have you seen the original Dune?
I have seen the original Dune. It's complicated and arty.
Yeah.
Some of the effects are really good. Like, some of the the characters will have, like, personal force fields.
Okay.
And they're represented by these, like, weird, like, geometric arrangements that appear around them. And it's quite, like, it's a really good special effect for the time.
Okay, cool.
But, it's complicated and weird.
I remember when it came out, some theaters, I can't remember whether it was the director requested it or some theaters... And they didn't do it, or they did end up doing it in some theaters. You got like a pamphlet when you went in. So it's this is the world of Dune.
This is the cheat sheet.
Yeah, they're like, this is this guy. This is the commodity that everybody lives in this
the
world.
Spice.
Yeah, exactly. There's a map.
Melange, it's called.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Melange.
You know, yeah, there's like a map. This is Sting in weird little underwear.
That's right, yeah.
Just
he's very greasy, just go with it.
Yeah. I mean, you could build that up. That world now before on the internet, you wouldn't need to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like with
yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, they made sure everybody was familiar with those characters going in and kind of did a lot of world building prior.
Mm.
So you could do it that way potentially.
Yeah.
Or don't do it because it's so weird.
True. I think the world is ready for that.
Yeah.
I think if
the
world...
Was it David Lynch that did the first one?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you can accept a Game of Thrones universe,
yes.
I think you can definitely accept a
Well, you Dune. Can't because you don't bloody watch it.
No. I mean the general public of chumps.
Sure.
No, I think you can accept a Dune universe.
Sure, okay.
Dune.
Mm. All right. I got one more because we just mentioned it.
Okay.
Maybe not so much a reboot, but continue it with somebody else. Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Get someone else in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care whether it's Bradley Cooper or whatever. But
it should definitely be Bradley Cooper.
Sure. Yeah. But like you make it like a James Bond thing where many people can be Indiana Jones and then you don't have to set them in the 50s and it's weird and whatever.
Wait a second. Many people can be Indiana Jones.
not like you earn the mantle and you're like,
and you're, yes. The hat falls on your head and you go, yes.
I'm talking like you just swap him out with another guy, okay, and then you don't say anything. And maybe
it's set in the... you could set it in the modern era.
No. I'm saying Indiana Jones.
Be clear with your...
You just said it after Raiders.
Right, yeah.
Continuing
Adventures of
Indiana
Jones.
Continuing Adventures, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. I mean, they did it in Young Indiana Jones when he was young, and it was crap.
Yeah.
That people at the time convinced themselves that it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But it was. Because it was always trying to teach you things.
Ugh.
I remember I saw one where he had an adventure with his dad when he was a kid, and there was a bit where they were talking about pulleys and levers and, like, uh-huh, force, and I'm like, don't, stop. I'm not even aware anything. Whip somebody in the neck. Like, that's what I want to say.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I think that would be cool. Like, just the further adventures. I mean, they do it in video games. There was a game called the...
Fate of Atlantis.
I've never played that one. I was...
Very excellent.
Tomb of the Emperor, which I played.
Scepter of Kings, was that one?
I think it was Staff of Kings.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but...
Close enough.
Yeah, whatever.
Close enough for this podcast. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and maybe Harrison Ford's got one more left in him. I mean, he doesn't, but they probably will do one, but yeah, whatever.
We didn't really talk about it, but Expendables 3, everybody looked really old.
Yes.
So old, just...
Even Snipes?
Yeah, real old.
Even Staithes? Well, he's not that old.
Mel Gibson looked like hollow.
You said he looked like a panda.
I did. Okay, maybe we did discuss it then.
I mean, that's the idea, though, isn't it? That they were supposed to...
I don't think he can carry off Indiana Jones anymore. I think that's definitely done.
All right. What if he dyed his hair?
No.
What if they put a lot of makeup on him?
No.
What if they just took him out the back and just put him down?
Like a horse.
Like a horse.
Yeah, okay, I'm on board with that.
Well, that's what they do when a horse breaks their leg, so they should have done the same when he
Indiana
did.
Same with Indiana Jones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can you think of any other reboot
ones? They should have put him behind a sheet and rolled a boulder over the top of him. Just like at the Kentucky Derby, you know what I mean?
Yeah, can you think of any other ones?
No, that'll do it.
What about franchises do you think that should never be rebooted? I feel like we should make a joke about the TV show reboot.
Nah, it's too late.
Back to the Future.
I don't think
they shouldn't continue it in any form, and they shouldn't reboot it. Just leave it.
Are there any plans to do that?
No.
Good.
There will
Solved.
Be.
Solved.
That'll happen.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Will it, though? Because there's not a lot of merchandise.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe. You're right. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an odd one. Like, they'll reboot, like, a Total Recall or something like that.
For some reason.
For some reason, yeah. But they've left Back to the Futures. You'd think that, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's character would be... I guess he's not that iconic.
Mm.
Like, I know his name. What's the character's name in that film?
In...
Total Recall.
Oh, Jack Bauer.
Correct.
No. Oh God. He's got two names: Quinn or Quaid.
Quaid.
Is that the bad guy? No, the bad guy's Chestface or whatever.
Yeah, Chestface. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. He has another name as well.
Yeah, but
he?
I mean, like, but we all know the characters' names in Back to the Future. Yeah. Like that. So I don't know. Maybe it really something has to really seep into the consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
Well enough that nobody wants to take another chance on.
Yeah.
Rebooting.
I mean, I think the only reason people are sort of okay with Ghostbusters is because a lot of the original people are still involved.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, obviously, what's his name? The guy who plays Marty. Fuck. Michael J. Fox.
Yep.
Jesus. Obviously, he's not going to be involved in any capacity. Christopher Lloyd could still do it. He makes a small cameo in Ted as Doc Brown.
Huh.
Yeah. It's the funniest bit in the movie, and it's in the trailer.
Uh-huh.
But, you don't need to do Back to the Future.
Okay.
It somehow works.
Yes.
And it shouldn't, because it's just total nonsense, but it's just great. And it's a combination of, like, a fantastic script that was tweaked just the right amount.
Because it
was originally going to be like a time-traveling refrigerator and there was a whole
lot
of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
And like they even started...
Caught in a nuclear explosion.
That's right. They even started... they filmed a lot of it with Eric Stoltz.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
And they were like, this isn't working. And because they wanted Michael J. Fox originally, but he was doing Family Ties at the time. So they swapped... They got him in. Like there's so many things that came together. It was like the perfect storm of...
Right.
Cast and crew and script and the era and just everything just hit at once.
Puffy vests.
Yeah, that still looks cool. His outfit.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. You can't replicate that.
No.
What about you know what they shouldn't reboot? Any buddy cop film, like Lethal Weapon, 48 Hours, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Just make another buddy cop movie.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't need to say, oh, this is Mel Gibson's, what was his name, Murtaugh and...
Riggs and Murtaugh, yeah.
Like, you don't need to do that.
Correct,
with,
yes.
like, a younger cast with Chris Hemsworth and, I don't know, Donald Glover or whatever. That actually would be pretty
Sounds
great.
Sounds really good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so good. Which one's the buttoned-up one? Which one is the... Which is the loose cannon?
Oh, you could switch it up.
You could, couldn't you?
I don't know.
I think Donald Glover would have to be the loose cannon, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great. Mm. But I don't know if he's acting that much anymore because he's doing his...
Childish Gambino,
rap stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for ruining the dream, Donald Glover.
So, yeah, like, you don't need to reboot any of those mm-hmm. at all because you can just make a buddy cop movie. Also, buddy cop movies don't really work anymore. They kind of do them more as parodies.
Like 21 Jump Street.
Like the other guys.
The Heat.
The Heat. Mm. Like, that's how you got to do it. That were all the rage, though, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the one with Robert De Niro? Rundown? That wasn't called The Rundown. Can't remember. And he was a bounty hunter or something.
Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
I do not remember that at all.
It doesn't matter. It's okay. It's real.
And it was. Is it recent?
No, it's from like the early 90s. Robert De Niro, buddy Run. Cop. I've got Showtime, but it's definitely
not
Showtime.
I think you've made this one up.
No, it's real.
You've dreamed it.
No, it's giving me Showtime again, but it's not Showtime. Midnight Run.
Oh, okay, right.
In
sure.
your face. It's real. And, of course, Showtime, which yep. is amazing.
Showtime, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're actually talking about doing another one of those as well. They've mentioned it, but yeah. Okay. Also, you know what they shouldn't reboot?
What's that?
Because it still works, even with they've had some terrible movies in it. But Predator, just yep. continue Predator, which I think
yeah,
is what they're doing
yeah.
anyway.
Because uh-huh.
Predator's great.
Mm.
Well, Predator's good, and Predators is
Predators
good.
Is also
Predator
great.
2 is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just keep that going, which is what they're doing. So don't need to reboot it.
Stars irrelevant. Just put Predators in.
Yeah, that's right.
People love Predators.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've got a list here as well that I've just looked up secretly.
Uh-huh.
I've got a list.
You sneaky son of a bitch.
Yeah. I've got a list here of some films that are getting rebooted.
Okay, I'm ready.
Or they're in some stage of reboot development.
Okay, ready? Yep.
Jumanji.
Okay.
Highlander. We talked about that.
Yep.
Bloodsport.
Okay, fine.
Gremlins.
Yeah, okay, that would work.
They should just continue it, though, right?
It's a fine line.
Sure is.
Well, I mean, Gremlins 2 was a parody of Gremlins.
Yeah, it was,
So,
yeah.
How are they going to... I don't know. Am I going to further parody of the first... I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Time Cop.
That's your Total Recall. That's a cheap property now, so they're going to...
You told me that amazing Time Cop fact that if you touch yourself in the past, you explode. Is
correct,
that right?
Yes.
Is that other bad guys killed?
Yes, in the end, yeah.
Good. They throw them into each other at the same
remember.
Time?
I can't remember.
Cool.
I think there's a high five.
Excellent.
No, I don't think that's true.
Is there a spin kick?
He's like, you're the new Time Cop, and they're like, yes. High five, explosion.
Van Helsing. I remember hearing about this, that they wanted Tom Cruise. I don't know whether that's still true. Or if it ever was true.
For Van Helsing.
You like 19th century romps.
And I do like romps. they can't reboot it as Van Helsing. They can make a Tom Cruise film and he's Van Helsing in it.
Yeah.
He's a Van Helsing in it, but they can't. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Cruise wouldn't lower himself to being in a Van Helsing reboot.
Yeah, but he does. If it's good enough, he would, I guess.
I guess.
Like, also, like Van Helsing is in Bram Stoker's Dracula. The character of, played
yes.
by Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm,
That's how they've sold him on it.
Soon to be dead Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Oh.
Sorry. No, he's fine, everybody. I hope I didn't send something out into the universe there.
You did. This has happened before.
Okay. War Games?
All right, yep.
I'm going to say it. War Games is shit.
Yeah. No, that's all right.
It's very of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's not good.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's mentioned in Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Yep.
Because it's, I think we've talked about this before, how you said it's one of those movies where, because he's good at chess or whatever, then that skill comes in and he beats War Games at the end at chess.
Well, tic-tac-toe.
Sorry, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
But he gets the computer to play itself in tic-tac-toe. And
yeah.
The computer realizes that war is futile.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and result in inevitable mutual destruction.
Sure.
Yeah, so he beats...
So it goes back in time and touches itself.
Yeah, exactly, precisely, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it and that wouldn't work.
Mm.
An artificial intelligence... See, an artificial intelligence now would just be like, oh, you're trying to trick me.
Yeah.
Well, forget it, I'll just blow the world up. I'm an artificial intelligence. I'm not going to be...
I'm very intelligent.
I'm very intelligent. You can't trick me with your little games.
Yeah.
So yeah, they'd have to come up with another ending...
Yeah.
And people would hate it because it's not the same as the old ending.
Yes.
They'd hate it because it's, yeah.
What about Point Break?
Nobody wants to see that.
No, it's like one of those buddy... Well, it's not really a buddy cop one, is it? Uh-huh. But no, you don't need that.
No, it's the ultimate bromance. It bromance. So no, and people are not going to be like...
And they kind of did it in Hot Fuzz anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Flight of the Navigator.
All right. That's for kids. Who cares? It's fine.
This one's interesting. Good or bad, Starship Troopers. I think the first Starship Troopers movie is amazing.
Yeah, it's a fun... It's a satire. It's nice. Yeah. Look, again, if they... That's like rebooting... It's not quite like rebooting RoboCop, but it is a little similar.
Yeah.
In that if they modernize the satirical elements, people will be like, oh, they're just doing the same thing. But if they make it a different thing, people are like, what happened to the satire? Why isn't it... Yeah. Blah, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess if they want to, you know, they want to make a commentary on, you know, war and et cetera, they're going to do that. But again, it's just... future space war movie. They don't need the Starship Troopers license, and it's not going to make them any money. Any more money based on that. So.
Fair point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see any of those direct-to-DVD sequels?
I think I saw three.
Yeah, I saw three as well. Yeah. Starship Troopers Marauder.
Oh, yeah.
And had those mechs. And Johnny Rico came back.
Yeah, that's...
And he's also...
It's like he never left.
And he's also not Puerto Rican like he is in the book.
Correct.
I think he's Puerto Rican, isn't he?
Yeah. I guess they could reboot it in the sense that, like... We've talked about the Total Recall remake. In many ways, that's more accurate to the original story.
It is. But worse.
Yeah. But if they rebooted Starship Troopers and they actually put them in the mech suits.
Yeah.
Like, permanently, like they are in the book.
Yeah.
Then...
Are they permanently in the
book? No, I mean, like...
There's a lot of...
There's no foot soldiers in the book. Everybody's in a marmot suit.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. So,
okay, yeah. Cool.
If they did that, it would be more accurate, but people would hate it.
Yeah.
Because people hate everything.
You know why Starship Troopers work? Because even with, like, the satire's there, obviously, but you can just ignore that. And it's still fun.
Right.
Like, you know, whatevs. Uh-huh. All Quiet on the Western Front.
Nobody's asking a remake of that.
That's a really good movie. Yeah. It's quite sad and you know, and...
Yeah.
It's like, it's also about the futility of war, but it's not as dumb as War Games, so...
There you go. You know. Cop that, War Games. You've been crushed by a classic.
That's right. So. Young Sherlock Holmes. The only thing I know about Young Sherlock Holmes is it had that CGI, the stained glass window came to life and it blew people's minds at the time because it was one of the first like CGI effects.
Oh,
where it comes off the thing and it looks like shit. But like,
was it a dream sequence or was it?
I have no idea.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Yes, it is. I mean, they're actually doing old Sherlock Holmes as well with Ian McKellen.
I hope they come out in the same week. You have to choose.
Which would you go to?
Old Sherlock Holmes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like...
Not time for this young Sherlock Holmes. What does he know about? Nothing. Nothing.
It looks really great because it's set... I don't know. I can't remember what it's set. It might even be set in the modern day, the Ian McKellen one. Or at least in the 50s or something. I don't know. But where he's like 93.
Right.
And there's this one case that he never solved and his mind is failing. And he's still... Uh-huh. His case reemerges for whatever reason. It looks really great. I'm really excited for it.
And when's that coming out?
I don't know.
Great.
Next month.
Ooh.
Okay, so
how many more of these are there? God, a lot
of reboots.
There's
one more. Okay, I'm ready. One more. That Waterworld. Okay, it says here. In 2012, Sci-Fi Channel was toyed with the idea of remaking Waterworld. That was undecided whether it would be a TV series or a standalone movie.
Great. You know what's great? Sci-fi original movies.
Never seen one.
No.
You?
Yeah, some of them are not good.
Okay.
Please email in if you've seen a great one and I've offended you.
Mason specifically.
Yeah.
Because I... At Wikipedia Brown...
Nah, just let James know.
Okay, cool. So I guess that's it for reboots and stuff. Unless there's...
Oh, well, that's not it for reboots. No, there's more reboots.
No
forever.
Doubt. We'll come back to this at some point, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I say that about every topic, and sometimes we do.
Yeah.
Thank you for the idea, though, the listener suggestion to that guy you mentioned.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Really appreciate it. I guess we'll what we're reading now, right?
Oh, yeah. Theme song.
I'm doing the theme. Do you want me to kick it off, or do you want to kick it off?
No, you kick it off.
Sure. Well, I like Jeff Lemire. I've mentioned that before. He also wrote Animal Man, I believe.
Yeah.
Or he did Swamp Thing. I can't remember. Or both. Irrelevant. he's great, and I enjoy his artworks and his writing style. He did this comic called Underwater Welder.
Uh-huh.
I think he distributed it through DC, and it's not like a superhero kind of comic. It's about a man who lives in a small town, and his wife's just about to have a baby, and he's an underwater welder. That's what he does for a job. And his father disappeared when he was a boy.
Uh-huh.
And he's got this new kid on the way, but he's drawn more into the mystery and like the kind of weird kind of Twilight Zone-ish kind of he wants to find out what happened to his father, basically, and he's more focused on his past than he is in the present, uh-huh. And whatever. It's like a slow build and whatever. There's not like a big action moment. It won't, you know, there's not a splash page of, you know, Superman buzz cutting someone with a bowl cut or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But it's really, really good. It also has an introduction by Damon Lindelof.
Sure, I've lost.
But do not let that discourage you. So, yeah.
Does the introduction raise a lot of questions and never answer them?
He says something like he's incredibly talented, Jeff Lemire, and he, you know, I'm jealous of his ideas and skills or whatever, uh-huh. You know, which is fair because I think Jeff Lemire is great.
Uh-huh.
I like everything I've read of his, I really, really enjoyed. Like Sweet Tooth's great, and there's another one, the sci-fi one he did recently, which is really good as well.
Hmm.
So, yeah. I also watched The Inbetweeners 2, which is a British comedy.
Sure, yeah.
They
go down under?
They
do. That happens in a sequel every time.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Fantastic. Good man.
What about you?
Well, I'm going to read The Multiversity. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, somebody emailed in about that as well.
Yeah, it's Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
And it is... it's a series of... It's going to be a 9-issue miniseries, but they're all going to be issue ones.
Okay.
And they're all going to be set in different parallel... parallel universes in the DC,
okay.
Sort of 52 universe multiverse. So the first issue, which I've got here and I'm going to read ASAP, is set in a world where Calvin Ellis is the president. He's a black man, but he's also Superman of that reality.
Okay,
so he's
cool.
The president and he's African-American and he's Superman. He's a new character.
Okay, yeah.
Calvin Ellis. And he's been described as Muhammad Ali... meets Barack Obama.
Okay.
And he's the president and he's Superman.
Sure.
So, and there's going to be, you know, and the sort of, each issue is number one, it's going to, you know, showcase this, each one's going to showcase a new universe. And it looks super exciting. And one of them looks like it's going to feature Captain Carrot and his amazing zoo crew. The Funny Animal Universe is back, everyone.
Funny you
I'm
say,
super excited.
I brought up the email. Noah Olberding, who's written before, great bloke, he recommends it and he even says, my favourite part was the inclusion of Captain Carrot and the zoo crew, a character I was unaware of until I listened to your podcast and heard Mason talk about him.
Woo!
So there you go. You've thrown something into the universe, Mason, and it's come true. So good for you. All right, well, that sounds great. Well, I've had a few people recommend that now, including you, so I guess I'll take it seriously.
Take it seriously, mate.
Thank you,
Noah. You have to take comic books seriously.
Definitely.
That's what I've always said.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've also got one here from Anthony S. He's the official friend of the show. Uh-huh. He says, I recommend The Squidder by Ben...
The Squiddler.
The Squidder.
He's the Riddler, but he's also a squid.
I recommend The Squidder by Penn Temple Smith. It's a post-apocalyptic world controlled by giant squids. In question mark hats. No. Also, I got two people from work into listening to your podcast. Most importantly, one of them is a girl. So, yeah, you're welcome.
Yes! We got one!
Yeah, we got a few. We got Courtney Heck. She's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Thank you for the recommendation and for recommending a comic read about squids, which we love, and getting listeners. Because that's how we say, that's the main way we would love people to support the show, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Also, sweet
tell a
cash.
Friend. That's right.
No, but tell
it's
a friend.
Wheelbarrows full of money.
Yes, yes. Yep. No, if you guys could tell a friend, that would be great. Fantastic. Speaking of people who support the show, Mason.
Oh, I'm ready.
Aaron Wark, WARK, like Wark.
Yeah, like Wark.
Like I'm going for a walk with
like
my
a,
dog.
Like a cartoon duck would say, Wark. You know.
Sure. He donated $30 to the show through our Bandcamp, I know. So he said, keep up the great work and hope this money goes towards grabbing them gems.
You know it.
It will.
Boy, will it.
So, yeah, thank you very much, Aaron, for the cashola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For those who don't know, if you go to theweeklyplanet.bandcamp.com, you can listen to a series of dumb audio commentaries we've done over about a couple of films. And if you want to pay for that, you can. But if you want to listen to free, do that also.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that.
We wouldn't pay to listen to us for free. I have to do it for at least an hour a week.
We're going to do the... we just told you what, aren't we? Definitely.
Yes. We've locked it in.
We've locked it in. That'll be in the next couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
Time for some letters, Mason.
I'm ready.
Got a few. Got a lot of good ones this week as well. I've decided I think I'm going to condense it to 3 each week.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's hard to do, though.
So
you've got
to rise to the top, people.
Can we just say, can only 3 people email? Because
that would
just be easier
just
for me.
Just arrange it amongst yourselves.
I wouldn't feel as bad about
just
myself.
Just set up a little web list amongst yourselves. Then you put your hand up. 3 people can do it a month.
That's absolutely.
A week, rather.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is from Liam M.
I'm ready.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the epic podcast again. You're welks. Just thought you would like to know.
Did you just say you're welks?
You know I did.
Is that a thing people say? Have you
absolutely
invented that?
You cut down words. Or as I say, were.
Nice. I say walk.
Just thought you would like to know that I saw Guardians of the Galaxy with my dad during the week. Uh-huh. Take your dad to the cinema, everybody.
Yeah, do that.
That's great. After making him sit through the credits and see the after credits scene, I noticed he half remembered Howard the Duck. Uh-huh. I then attempted to tell him the story.
You remember ducks. It's like I remember ducks, son.
He's like, what?
Yeah.
I then attempted to tell him the story about the Marvel Howard the Duck mix up with the two comics. And then he just says, I don't think I'll be seeing a comic book movie with him for a while.
Bad move.
You can't explain that kind of stuff to your dad.
Make any sense,
yeah.
Unless you barely understand it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
When I said those words.
That's it. My dad would not have any interest in that at all. Mm. But yeah, good on him for trying.
Absolutely.
Get him to listen to this show.
Yes.
He'll hate you forever.
Yeah.
You're out of that will. So yeah, that's pretty funny. Thank you, Liam. This is from Chase M. This is important, this one.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, they're all important.
Absolutely.
This is the most important.
Even the ones we don't read out on the show are
yes,
important.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, they're less important.
Certainly. But
no, they're not less important. They just came in at times of the week we weren't checking the email.
That's exactly so, yeah. I have a very in-depth fan theory of how G.I. Joe the movie...
I'm listening.
They should reboot that, but... Oh, not. Just leave that forever.
Yeah.
Or do a Transformers G.I. Joe. Who cares? Okay. Whatever. I have a very in-depth fan theory on how G.I. Joe movie and She's the Man take place in the same universe. Have you seen She's the Man?
Is that the one with Amanda Bynes?
Yes. And she's
and she
the
dresses
man
up as a boy?
She's the... It should be called She's the Boy.
Yeah, but it really should, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is it Boys Don't Cry with Hilary Swank?
Let's put them all in the same universe. Let's see how this theory works out. Maybe we can smoosh it in.
Okay, Channing Tatum, he's in both of those movies. You're familiar with it. You know he's in G.I. Joe, but he's also in She's the Man.
Okay.
His character has the same name in both movies.
Without
thinking about it logically and try to
first and last names, or we don't know?
I don't know. Okay. We should check that this week. Uh-huh. Without thinking about it logically or trying to come up with any legitimate reason why it could be true.
We wouldn't.
Is it the best or worst fan theory ever? If best, can I be the official amazing fan theory guy of the podcast? Or worst, can I be the official idiot American of the podcast? Or can I just be both? I think it's pretty great that he's made that connection. Or Chase.
Yeah, I think that's pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Chase can be a boy or a girl, can't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I have a friend. You remember my friend? Chase Halfpenny.
Yes. One of your made up friends.
He's not made up. I went to primary school with him. And then he disappeared off the face of the earth. He's not even on Facebook.
Probably a treasure hunter now.
Yeah. But he's real.
Okay, fine.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think that's great.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm going to say best. What do you think?
I'm going to say best theory. Okay. And you can have both those.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just want
to
say...
Right, annoying Americans. One of you has claimed the throne.
Anyway, sorry to waste your time. Don't worry, you haven't.
Not at all. I'm now looking at the Wikipedia for Boys Don't Cry, the film, and I'm trying to find a link between... All three. Look, I'll do it next week.
Sure.
Yeah.
Weren't you going to build a comic book character every week?
No. Yes. I'll do it next week. I'm really tired, all right? Don't put that on me.
You came up with the Squiddler.
Yeah, I did. Okay, good point.
That could be the villain of whoever.
Yep.
Whatever comic book world.
All
right. Last email.
I'm ready.
And this leads us into next week.
Okay. Ooh.
He just says, shut up. No. This is from Luke, brackets fan of the show. Did we get one of them? Wasn't Liam a fan of the show? Doesn't matter. So I've realized you guys haven't done any DC Warner Brothers live action based episodes. I'd recommend a Batman retrospective. Just an idea from Luke. That's a really good point. We haven't.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we haven't really is because we try to roughly tie these movies in, these podcasts into movies or events that are happening, usually movie related. And there's not been a decent movie since Man of Steel.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of like holding off until something comes out. But that's still going to be like 2 years.
Right, yeah.
So we got to do something. So I thought maybe next week we could do maybe like best Batman moments.
Okay,
from
sure.
From just anything.
Any media. Okay.
Any media.
I can do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do it now.
Not now. I'm tired.
Look, yeah.
bring a like a 10-year-old kid in here and I'll crush that kid with Batman moments. But, you know.
But, yeah, I think, though, we haven't done this before, and I'd like to do this more often. Listeners, email in or go to the Reddit, which we haven't signed up for, but we will.
Yep.
Because
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've got the day off tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't, so I won't.
Okay, great.
But I might.
Fantastic.
There's also an AMA on there, which we're going to
take
part in as well. Email in or tweet us or go to the Reddit and just your best Batman moments. Keep them brief so we can go through as many as we can. And yeah, I think we should do that next week.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. And maybe we'll even prepare something. Maybe.
Forget it. It sounds like a lot like work.
It sure does.
I might have stuff on. I might just want to sleep forever.
So yeah, thank you, Luke, and yeah, for bringing that
that's
to
fantastic.
Our attention.
That's fantastic. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Love it. That's the show for this week, Mason.
We did it again.
We did it.
We didn't die.
No.
Or did we?
Mm.
We in purgatory?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. Thanks to the brute, the basilisk. For
absolutely.
The
great
love
theme
them.
Songs
we
every
bloody
week.
Love them. I did a video on overrated. Oh, sorry, underrated comic book movies.
Uh-huh.
It's on YouTube. Check it out. I only did 5, and I got a lot of people like, I can't believe you didn't include this or whatever. And there's
I could believe you didn't include that.
Do you think The Watchmen is underrated? Because I really like The Watchmen.
It's quite rated.
And it did well.
I think it's rated.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like it, but if I do another one, I'll probably just include it for the hell of it.
Yeah.
But there's a few good ones in there that I quite like.
Uh-huh.
So, Mason, you should check it out.
I'll check it out.
No, you won't.
I might. Don't tell me what I'll do.
If my YouTube channel doesn't pull down again
correct.
For whatever reason. So, yeah. If they want to reach out to us, Mason, they can, can't they?
They can. WeeklyPlanetPod at Twitter, Gmail, Facebook.
And WeeklyPlanetPodcast on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
r/WeeklyPlanetPodcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine is Mr. Sunday Movies.
And mine is at Wikipedia Brown. That's their Twitter handle.
Absolutely. Mm. And YouTube channel for now.
Great.
Yeah. I think that's a wee thank to everybody, because sometimes we forget to thank stuff or do things.
Thanks to our listeners for listening.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Mm.
We like it, don't we?
We do like it. This would be just two idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, we are that.
But... yeah. But to be fair, we pretty much did this before, just for no one.
Right, yes.
Like, this is... yeah.
Just for partners who weren't listening.
Yeah.
Who turned away.
Yeah, like the time we invented the Ford Harrison Ford Millennium Falcon Ford.
Oh, yeah.
That was... for no one.
For no one at all. Just us.
We'll explain that one day, I guess.
Yeah.
If anybody gives a shit. Yeah. See you guys next week.
See you guys.
Grab that gem.
You know it. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.